You're listening to Writing Snippets, the podcast about writing. Your hosts for today are...
Ava.
Jocelyn.
Alice.
Lily.
Lauren.
You have a pile of laundry to fold. The sink is full of dirty dishes. Your child just spilled a carton of milk on the kitchen floor. It's getting close to dinner time and you need to fix something. The doorbell, the phone ring at the same time. When will you ever get to finish that chapter or revision that's been going through your mind? Wouldn't it be nice to have a maid or a secretary to do all these things for you so you could just sit down and write? For this podcast, we'll be discussing the writing life and all its ups and downs and in-betweens and sharing ideas that work for us on how to balance writing and life. I want to ask, what image do you get when you hear the life of a writer? What first pops into your head when you hear that?
Running around like a crazy person trying to get everything taken care of so you can sit down and write.
Okay, that's the reality of it.
The cliche is like, you know, cool people that hang out in coffee shops all the time and talk about literary things.
Or somebody sitting in this beautiful room with the beach out in front of them in this
big desk
and sitting there, you know, typing away on their little computer.
Well, the nanny watches their kids.
Yeah. I think of a poor alcoholic suicidal man.
The starving artist. Well, Hollywood has sure given us a lot of different ones to choose from, but the reality is completely different. So how do you feel that life of a writer is different from yours?
It's more like sitting in a closet with a 10-year-old computer and trying to write with chaos going on all around you.
Trying to write something worth writing with chaos.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just sort of the idea of the brilliant writer that just gets it all down the first time is another cliche that is so fake, because we have to rewrite the same things over and over and over, and it's not always exciting. You just have to sit there and do it if you ever want to get it published, because you know it's not good enough yet, so you write it again.
But a lot of times, for me, the chaos adds to my story. It changes the mood. It changes the way I'm writing. I have a son who has Asperger's, and the way that I deal with him and the way that I fight with myself to control my temper or control my sarcasm with him adds a dimension of personality to the people that I'm working on in my stories. That chaos and that confusion that I go through every once in a while adds, and it gives it a different depth.
Something else that I think the chaos of life can do is it, if we really want to succeed, we need to learn to be disciplined and focused. And I think we're probably all still struggling with that, but... You know,
we need to do a podcast on discipline.
That's just one of the constant struggles, I think, in most writers' lives, is to learn sufficient discipline and consistency to actually get work done. And so, I've been using health problems as an excuse not to get my goals done. But even, you know, I think one of my goals was just do some kind of work every day. And I haven't, because it's so much easier when I'm not feeling well to lay in bed and read a book or watch TV than it is to make my brain work.
See, that's interesting, because I get more done when I have health problems than I do. My pregnancies, I could write a whole book.
But I was on bed rest for 3 out of 4.
And especially right after the babies were first born, I love that time because I can get a whole book done in that nursing.
In the sleepy newborn stage.
And I'm going to say nursing on that.
I have the same thing, because with my back, when I hurt my back and I have to lay down quite often during the day, that has actually given me an excuse to write, because otherwise I wouldn't feel like I could do that, like, because there are things that need to be done,
and
so I would feel like I've got to keep, you know, working until it's all done.
Yeah, Alice and I are a lot alike that way. I have to have a clean house to write. I'm lucky, though, I have a toy room. I let my kids mess up and just leave it a mess and shut the door, so I'm really lucky that way.
See, and I have no problem turning my back on the laundry and vacuuming the dishes, and my house looks like it, but I love that writing, and, you know, it's such a balance.
I think that one of the sacrifices that writers frequently have to make is ideas of perfectionism when it comes to housekeeping, because there's just not time enough in the day for all of it, and if you want to write... sometimes the dishes aren't going to get done right after your meal, or, you know,
well, and better,
the toilets aren't going to get cleaned every single the dishes, week.
Better the dishes than the neglect of the kids.
Yes, yes.
When your kids get older, they can clean the bathrooms.
Yay! I'm teaching mine. They're learning how to do it. My son mopped the floor the other day.
Yeah, and it was so nice. I've been trying to teach mine to do their laundry, but then they end up coming into my room looking for clean clothes because they haven't done it. So we're still working on that.
See, I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia when I was 12 years old. And so that really opened the door to writing for me. And so when I'm up and about and moving around, I don't want to write. I feel good. I want to do things. And so I'm kind of a, I don't want to say streak writer because that sounds like I'm streaking. I worked.
Nursing, streaking.
Just that's a Lily, by the way. Killing my clean writing. I'll sit there and write hours into the night when my kids are asleep. But I can only pull that off a couple times a month before it kills my health.
One of the things that I've found is that after I've written for a while consistently, I have to recharge. And the time when I write may be a month or it may be a couple of weeks, and then I have to step back and read some books or watch a movie, do other things, clean the house, and just let the writing sit for a while, because otherwise I just burn out on it and it takes me that much longer.
I think that's what happens to me too. I just couldn't seem to get anything done on it. And so when I'm in that situation, you were talking about doing your editing at that time, and you know, maybe I'm looking at submissions or an article or something, I don't know, but there are other things that you can be doing while you're not writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
you know what I found is, I'm like, when I first started writing, I would try to write for long periods of time, but my brain just doesn't work that way. My attention span is only so long, and my creativity wears out after a while. But over the years, I've kind of built up to the point where I can write for longer periods of time. Maybe that's just what I'm revising, though. It's those first drafts that are really hard for me to keep going for long periods. But I've gotten so much in the habit of writing for an hour or two a day at a certain time of day that my brain just seems to go into the automatic mode of.
See, and I started doing that, and then my daughter started staying up from her nap at that specific time, and it went right out the window.
No, I think forming good habits is a great idea, but when you're the caretaker of your children, that doesn't always work.
Yeah, and mine are in school now. It used to be that, you know, when my son napped, that's when I did it. And then when he stopped napping, I would put in a movie for him.
I cannot write with my kids around.
It's hard.
I can't tune it out. I don't want to.
And you feel guilty anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I try to do it when they're gone.
I've learned that I can edit with them because that's not as involved.
Well, that's a line-by-line thing, and you can
it's a totally different part of your brain.
Totally different. Yeah. So I've worked that out finally.
Didn't you say when you're in your editor mode, you can snap orders and stuff.
That's right. I get snappy in my editor mode.
So you can still discipline your children while you're editing.
That's right. Sit down and no. But my best writing time, and it's always been this way, is around 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my! I could never do that.
Me neither.
I'm so my brain does 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm
not a night person. That's why writing is not a one size fits all activity.
Right. Thank goodness.
Everybody finds their own ways.
Well, and Lauren, you work.
Yes.
So do you come home burnt out from work or ready to jump on the computer?
Actually, when I am burnt out from work, that's when I want to write.
Mm-hmm. And she takes her computer with her to work.
Not that
so
way.
That when she has a few minutes, she
I write
escapes
on my break.
Oh, that's cool.
I write lunch. The laptop. Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm...
Alice can't do that at her job.
Well, no.
If the timing is right, or if I'm in the right mood, then I'll come home and spend a couple of hours on the computer before I go to bed. But I definitely need that 8 hours. Mm-hmm. I cannot do a 3 a.m.
Now, I know people who can get by on 4 hours a night. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could do that.
No, my brain works on my stories while I'm sleeping, because sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and it's like, bing! Okay, I can't go back to sleep till I write this down.
All right. We're busy with our spouses, our jobs, our kids, our life. So how do we get back into the writer mind.
I have to start a little bit backward and
then that gets it rolling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rereading tends to get me back into it too. Mm-hmm. And because I had a little bit of an outline and I knew what was coming next, it only took me about 4 or 5 minutes to get in the groove, even if I hadn't been thinking about my story all day. So for me, at least, having an outline helps.
Yes, Jocelyn is very organized. I have to write down keywords or phrases. I'll just get these little sparks of inspiration, and I have to write them down quickly, or you lose them.
So. I work a lot like Ava. She gets where she gets the idea. She has to kind of run with it. I'm the same way, and I've learned though I can't be in writer mode all the time, or else my kids don't get me. So I have to turn it off, spend my time with them, focus on them, be in the moment, and then every once in a while I'll have a couple days where I'm like, husband, I need to get this down, you're in charge, and I ignore my kids for like a couple hours a day and get it done. Going on to our next question, man writer versus woman writer. Who is it harder for?
You would think it's harder for women, but
it depends on the point of view you're looking at.
Okay, dads versus moms.
Okay, dads versus moms. Dads in a traditional society have the breadwinning thing. And if they want to be a writer, they better be a darn good writer if they're going to earn a living with that.
No. We're not talking about good or bad.
We're talking about time management.
Okay, here's what Ali Condi's editor told her. Ali Condi novel Matched. And she said that her editor said she doesn't worry about the moms meeting their deadlines as much as she worries about the men. Because for some reason, even if it's harder for the women, you know, with the kids and everything, somehow they manage to do it. So,
well, maybe it has something to do with women are multitaskers and men are compartmentalizers. Mm. So if we can...
I was just saying, unless they have ADD like my husband, and he's way better at multitasking than I am.
To be able to, you know, direct the kids while you're sitting at the computer and plan this and plan that and plan something else and get everything. Some people are just schedulers. And I see a lot of women who are like that. They are juggling a job and the kids and the house. And
their blog and their writing.
Uh-huh. And there are some people I know who I look at and go, are there three of you in there? Because there's no way on this planet I could get all of that stuff done.
I've heard that the busier you are, the more you can accomplish.
My sister, she works full-time, you know, teaches grade school. And she said that in the summer, when she's not teaching, she gets nothing done. But when she's teaching, she knows she only has this much time to get stuff done. So she gets up early, she gets the stuff done she needs to get done, she goes to work, and then she comes home and she gets done what she needs to get done and goes to bed, you know, early because she knows. But in the summer or on weekends or vacations, she says, I just lay around and, you know, I have no schedule and I get nothing done.
Well, it's nice to stop. It's really nice to just stop. Mm. And I think I'm a stopper. That you have to be ready to start again.
I think it comes back to the whole discipline thing. I think that women, especially if they're like working moms or whatever, have to be so disciplined to get all their balls juggling just right. That just the discipline will carry over to their writing. And so they're going to be on a schedule. They're going to be regimented. They're going to be disciplined. Well, on the other hand, you know, sometimes men particularly, I would think, men who don't have children would not always be that disciplined. They would come home and need their downtime because they're not that disciplined.
Watch Super Bowl commercials.
But then on the other hand, the men who are successful, the male writers that I know who are successful do it because they are disciplined and they set a schedule for themselves and they say, okay, well, yes, I have my day job, but if I want to get this book done, I am going to have to write 2 hours a day. Here's my 2 hours. I've blocked it out. I'm going to be disciplined and do it.
Do you think it's a consideration that maybe they have a day job, so the writing is just a puttering sort of thing?
Well, I don't know. James Dashner was an accountant. When he came to our writers group, he talked about how he was an accountant all day, and then he'd come home and he'd be with his family, and then when they went to bed, he would be typing for hours in the night, hours into the night.
And And he had a certain number of words that he needed to type. I mean, he's an accountant, so he's a numbers person. Right. So he had it all figured out. I need to write this many words every day for this long to get my book done. And he had it all figured out how long it was going to take him to become a full-time writer. I mean, I think
ultimately the people who are the most disciplined are probably going to succeed faster.
Male or female?
Male or female. Just because they...
Ouch.
Can get it done. I know. I'm there too. I'm not that disciplined, and I can see it stretching out for years.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. I can see it. But I think that ultimately, self-discipline is one of the keys to getting it done quickly. It doesn't mean you can't get it done. It just means it's going to happen faster for the people who are more disciplined.
Well, and when Dan Wells came into our group, he would go to another place and shut the door and write, and he would leave. The kids, but I can't
leave
my kids to do that.
I want another place.
And my husband's really good to take them for writer's group, and if I've got a project that I've got to do, he's really supportive.
You've got a really supportive husband.
But I don't know how far to push and take advantage of that. Yeah. I mean, there's a balance there where I can see him start stressing, and I'm like, okay, there goes the book.
I was listening to an interview with Dean Hughes, and he said that he wrote at home, but what he would do is he would get up, get dressed, and go out and drive around the block and come back home, because that made him feel like he was going to work, and it put him in his work mode. And he would write like 8 hours a day, and he's written a ton of books, tons and tons of books, but it's because he's disciplined and he writes, so he cranks out a lot of books. Have you ever found that once you finally do get the time and you've got that quiet, that all of a sudden
I go to sleep?
You can't think of anything to write?
I go to sleep. I'm sitting there with my laptop in my lap.
It's too quiet.
And I'm writing. I have literally fallen asleep in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah, the only time I've ever had a problem is when I'm exhausted and can't function.
And I think the point is we're all going to have something that's going to get in the way. We're always going to have something we'd rather do at times that we're... we need to do or we have to do.
And you make a choice.
You have to make a choice. Everyone has a choice. There's the same 24 hours in the day, but there's got to be an answer that for each of us that's individual that we'll be able to live with.
I remember an ounce of morning is worth a pound of afternoon.
I think it just always comes back to self-discipline, and you just have to think in new ways. I know. I'm beating on a dead horse here.
We need to hear it. But writers and self-discipline don't always go together.
I know, so we have to teach ourselves self-discipline.
Jocelyn, you've got young kids. How do you stay self-disciplined and a clean house and you're pregnant?
I don't. I just was determined. I was determined to get it done. And I had been working on a first draft for about 6 months, and it was only about halfway through, and I said, I want to get this done before the end of the year. And I gave myself a goal, I gave myself a deadline, and I said, the only way I'm going to get to this goal is 1,000 words a day, and I just have to do it, even if it's only 15 minutes at a time. And because I just kept focused on that goal, so I guess I need something like that. I need to set myself a deadline.
Well, the time I really did have balance was when I was taking every moment and being in the moment. And that's really difficult for me to do because I will jump five hours ahead. But when I'm in the moment, I flit around the house and the housework just gets done. And the kids are played with and happy. And then I all of a sudden have some time. And I hurry and whatever pops in my head to do first, I go to that and it gets done. It's not something I've been able to maintain. But when that happens, I'm happier. Things get done. I feel like there are double the hours in the day.
Do you mean you just go with the flow?
I go
You're
with
kind
the
of
flow.
In the groove.
I don't bog my head down with all this stuff that needs to be done, has to be done, needs
See,
to be
and
done.
My husband tells me, he will just laugh at me up inside down the other. He says, you take everything that you can see in the foreseeable future that you need to do, and you put it in a big, huge pile, and you go, panic. Oh, look at how much I have to do. And he just laughs and laughs and laughs when he says, you'll do it again.
Oh, my worst thing is paper piles all over the house. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do with them. I just keep moving them around.
I go through them every once in a while. Okay, now I can throw that away. The coupon has expired. Chuck it.
I think having deadlines has helped me. So I need a new deadline.
I love the whizzing sound they make as they fly past your head.
I'm usually pretty good at meeting them. when I set them. I just haven't got one deadlines. Right now, so it's not working for
I'm
me.
I'm really good at deadlines, too. It's like, I'll wait and procrastinate till the last minute, but I will crank it out and get it done.
Yeah, so I think I need to set more deadlines and make them public to certain people. And
okay, there was a contest that was 30 days, and I had just had my third baby. And I had a couple chapters of this book, and I wanted to finish it for the contest. And so I cranked it out, and it got done, and it took second place. Mm-hmm. But if I didn't have that deadline, there's no way I would even
I know. Try. I feel like I can work 2 or 3 times as hard when I'm on a deadline, and I can work faster, and I feel less guilt at the things that don't get done.
I can't sit there and stare at the computer and think, I'm supposed to be writing right now.
But I map out a lot in my head before I sit down.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy for me to do 10,000 words in one night. Because I've got exactly where it's going to go while I'm doing dishes, while I'm doing laundry, or while I'm changing the babies.
That's where the stages come
in. But I'll come and get where I'm done. All right, that's as much as I had in my head, and then some. I'm going to break. And then all of a sudden, the next info will just flood, and I'll know exactly where to go, and I can sit down and over a couple nights, get it all out, and then I'm done for a while again. No one else does that. I'm just the weird one. Okay.
You're just the genius one. You've been able to write all of that.
I have to write in little spurts.
Snippets?
And regularly to keep it going. I can't figure out my stories in my head. The creativity starts flowing when I start writing. I don't know why that is, but I can't. A lot of people do a lot of thinking before they write, and it doesn't work that way for me. I just sit there and I can't think of anything. If it comes on its own when I'm not thinking about it or something, great. But if I try to force it...
Well, and Ray Bradbury said he sits down and he writes and he doesn't think about it. He just writes. Because if he... I can't remember what he called it, but it's more or less stifling the muse if he made any kind of an outline and a plan. So that was interesting to me that such a prolific, famous writer, a good writer... didn't do any outlining or anything.
But then, on the other hand, another contemporary writer who is also very prolific, Brandon Sanderson, outlines everything chapter by chapter,
very detailed.
So it works both ways. You just have to find what works for you.
And
but
he's not character driven. He is
outline
driven.
Yes.
I couldn't write. There would be no heart in my books if I did that. I don't know how he pulls it off.
You know, it's just, the difference between writers and different brains and stuff.
Yep.
Because I heard Gail Carson Levine speak a couple years ago, and she writes. She just sits down and starts writing. She said in her presentation that, she doesn't typically do this big outline and stuff. She just starts writing, and I thought, oh, there's hope for me because she's someone I really admire and whose books I really like, and her writing process is a lot like mine. I'm watching TV. An hour a day. So there has to be that balance, I would feel really bad if I
always
neglected my kids. And
all right, so the point is we're all going to have a different kind of writer life, but we're all together.
Yeah.
Balance and discipline.
Did you see the High School Musical? We're all in this together. And we're so out of time. Good night.
No words were harmed in the making of this podcast. Go to www.writingsnippets.com for more podcasts.